it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Hooks a ball! What a ball! Sensational!
He's taken the wind out of himself. And why wouldn't he? Because he sucked it in from the stratosphere when he was up there.
I tell you what, I look at Chris Terrence looking at the scoreboard and saying, I might have lost the car.
Ellie! What a mark! What a theatre to launch like that! It's a screamer that will last for generations on this day.
23 years apart they were, Jamie Elliott, Gary Moorcroft, and the former Essendon Goldsneak took to the skies Friday night, July the 6th, 2001 at what is now Marvel Stadium atop Bradley Johnson. It's lived on forever, and the man himself joins us this morning. Always a great pleasure to have him on the show. Gary Moorcroft, welcome back to SEN.
Good morning, boys.
You know how this works. Every time a big mark is taken, we go back to yours as the temperature checker.
You know what? My wife just sent me a message about that. So I said to her, mine must be the benchmark. So, yeah.
It is. It is. Good morning to you, Gary. Good to talk to you.
G'day, Tim.
The car. What was the car that you won that year back in 2001?
I think it was a Volkswagen Passat.
A what?
Oh, a Volkswagen Passat. That's a nice vehicle, Gary.
Yeah, I think Volkswagen just hit the market back then. So,
and
sponsors.
What did you? You must have done something wrong because there hasn't been a car awarded since then.
I think me and Mark. I think it was Mark Miranda won the goal of the year. So yep. We were the last lot to get the cars. I think I drove mine around the block and sold it, and so did he. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's amazing how far, look, and the corporate partners are valued, of course, but how far the prize has fallen now to see that the players are given some money, but then some things that might not be befitting of a top-level sport on occasion, such as Jamie Elliott's mark on Anzac Day. So you must shake your head at what the players get these days.
Yeah, look, considering where the AFL is at the moment, you would have thought the boys would get looked after a little bit more, yeah. So, I mean, you have a look at the NBA and all these guys getting, all the stuff they get after the season's finished, and poor boys get minimal.
You know, I never got up that high. I never took a mark like that. I just wonder, did you see that before it happened, or is it such an instinctive thing right in the second in the moment?
I think I was just having one of those nights, Tim, where everything was going well for me, and I actually just jumped, and went that quick that didn't even have time to think.
What about, do you think, did you see the mark that Elliott took on Anzac Day this year? Yeah. How did you rate that?
It was good. It was good. So he's renowned for doing those sort of things. But it was up there. That's for sure.
So Gary, it's 23 years ago, your mark, and I honestly still see it just about everywhere. When it comes to, I guess, the commercial realities of it, I mean, and the image being used everywhere, how does that look for you? Do you still see, the benefits of that now?
No, I don't. No.
Right. So it just lives on, and I'm not sure what the intellectual or the marketing properties are with that, but so that's it. It's out of your control.
I think the AFL have the rights to it and the photographer, so from my understanding. So I think, the photographer wanted a bit too much money to to buy the rights for the photo. So, yeah.
Jeez. And I was looking through YouTube as well. You were still taking these sort of marks at local level up until recently, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I did take a couple, yeah. So, actually, yeah, retired this year.
Right.
So the body's let go, mate.
So, you were at age, are you 47 or 48 now?
48.
48. So, you're playing the NFNL Division 2 up until last year?
Yep. Yeah, with South Main, yep.
And so the body just got the better of you in the end?
Yeah, the old feet and calves started to play up, Tim. So, yeah, it was getting a bit frustrating. So, and with work now as well. So, running a business, yeah, makes it a bit hard.
Hey, you know, back, you played, we're talking to Gary Moorcroft, took 2001 Mark of the Year. You played under Kevin Sheedy, and my recollection of Sheedy was he would give players a license to, you know, express themselves as individuals and players. Did you feel like that was part of why you were able to do what you did under Sheeds?
He was pretty good like that. I mean, back then, Tim, you're able to use your ability to play footy. I think these days, you know, they're picking the athletes who can run and then they train them skill levels.
Yep.
So back then, it was about getting the footy and finding the footy and having the skill set to go out and play the game.
Okay, so the AFL announced later today, just say that, okay, at the end of this year, we're going to award a car. It's going to be some magnificent car. It might be the top-of-the-range Hilux Toyota Ute. It might be. How interested do you think the players would be in just sort of maybe pursuing the car by the end of the season?
Yeah, the eyes would open up, I'm sure. I think it'll be well spoken about in the inner sanctum of the boys, yeah.
Gary, you just touched on it then, but how much AFL footy do you watch now, and what do you make of the game and the way it's evolved since you hung up the boots?
I watch a bit. Look, the running side of things and skill set is phenomenal. But I think gone are the days where they draft footballers. Now they're picking, you know, 6'6" guys who can play midfield, run 2K time trials, and yeah, they train the rest.
Well, it's not that long ago that you were playing, say, suburban football. Did you see a lot of players in that time that you thought had been passed over because maybe they didn't have, you know, the correct athleticism or body shape or whatever that may have been able to play and adapt to AFL football?
Oh, there's plenty out there, Tim. I think it's just, but it comes down to dedication and you know what it's like. You have to give away a bit to get there. And there's plenty of players out there that could make the run of it. But unfortunately, they.
And that's a difficult thing, isn't it? If you don't get funneled into the system when you're younger, then your life sort of takes on another turn and you go off and do other things. And then it's very hard to then put the brakes on what you've established in life and say, okay, well, now I'm just going to try and dedicate myself and make it back into VFL, AFL football. I mean, it's a pretty difficult journey at that stage of your life.
Nah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, you look at Cox and these guys that are coming across from the US. I think going back 20 years, that wouldn't have been heard of. So, they're looking elsewhere these days to try and find that X factor. So, it's certainly changed.
X factor is the right word, Gary. We never get tired of watching it.
Never.
I hope you never get tired of talking about it. Really appreciate you joining us this morning, mate.
No worries, boys. Take care.
On you, Gary.
Gary Moorcroft, the 2001 Mark of the Year winner and a real lesson in Jack in the Box. Just that local footy with South Morang Wisp. 350 local games of footy, 1,300 goals, and Brooks putting up the photos of some of his hangers at suburban grounds across the city, and they're just every bit as high.
Unbelievable.
As that night at Marvel.
Unbelievable. You know the thing about that mark at Marvel Stadium that night, though, he came out of nowhere to take that. Like, the difference was you could almost see the Elliott one setting up, and Ben almost said, okay, am I in the right position for you to jump on my back with the number 32? And away he went. But the Moorcroft one just sort of bang, he came from wherever he came from and took one of the most spectacular marks you'll ever see.
Make a good point. You couldn't have been happy with 32 being trampled all over on Anzac Day, Wiz.
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
I can tell that sit with you quite heavily. A break here on SEM Breakfast. Back in a moment.